Hi, I'm Preet Kelsey, and this is a podcast version of my online show, Preet TV. If you want to watch the video version, then please go to preetkelsey.com/PreetTV, where you find this and many other episodes. Thank you for tuning in. Hey there, I'm Preet Kelsey, and you're watching Preet TV. Why? Because you want to be in this space that supports you to design a life you love with passion, confidence, and purpose. Am I right? All right, everyone. What do we not need? Judgment. When do we not need it? Ever. Judgment sucks. There's never a good time to get judged, except in a movie when the bad guy is destroyed at the end. We can judge them. They're being bad. So let's get back to real life. What if we're just trying to do our thing? What if we've got a great idea and we want to get it out there? Or raise our profile at work? Or do something never done before? We can get into a fear of being judged. Big time. The more visible we become in life and the more we put ourselves out there and say, hey, this is me, the more we feel we might be unfairly judged by others. The dilemma now is that we might end up not doing our thing just because we don't want that judgment. And then we are stuck and not achieving our goals and our dreams. And that makes Preet very sad. So today, I'm going to help you with this in three easy steps. Worried about judgment? Hammer it out. You ready? Here we go. Number one, stop hammering yourself. Seriously, literally drop that hammer. The first way to hammer out this fear of judgment by others is to stop judging yourself. Deeper, stop judging yourself. Sometimes what seems like judgment from other people is actually just us picking up on a vibe which reflects more accurately how we feel about ourselves rather than how they feel about us. We can be very cruel with ourselves, and more than that, unrealistic. We might have a pretty harsh vision of what we should be achieving rather than appreciating that we're already doing it, bit by bit. So we judge ourselves and our efforts and end up hearing judgment in their words rather than potential praise and positivity or general feedback that comes with trying something different, new, or awesome. So stop hammering yourself and hammer that fear instead. If it helps, write down a few things you judge yourself about and set an intention to be kinder to yourself when you're in those moments next time. Got it? Right, next up, number two, stop hammering others. How many of you hate being judged, yet find yourself judging others? I know I've done it. Here's a quick story for you. I had my baby in 2016 and completely dedicated all my energy into caring and nurturing this little child. After all, this bubba did come 18 years after the first one, and it wasn't an easy ride for me, you know. I got back into coaching clients when she was 5 months, yet I wasn't doing anything with Preet TV. No new episodes, no writing, no filming. So much so I started getting comments on my current episodes on YouTube. Why do these people start a YouTube channel and then not put out new videos? Preet, why are you being so slow? Upload a new video, will you? I felt judged and I hated it. So out of fear, I started judging the trolls. What the heck do they know about me? What exactly are they doing to support others on this platform? How dare they? And I can tell you something, it didn't get me anywhere and didn't make me any less fearful of being judged. So here's a trick. Next time you find yourself judging someone, even someone annoying in the news, try to find something positive about them. What do you like or admire about them? There will be something, even a tiny, small something. Have a think. For me, I told myself that my judgy commenters obviously liked watching good quality stuff on YouTube and were simply waiting for more of my episodes. And that got me off my butt and back to Preet TV. Having a great attitude towards others and their achievements helps you to be much kinder to yourself and can also help with a lot of great ideas coming in. Imagine if the only thoughts you were having were positive ones. Let the magic begin. And finally, number three, get clear. Sometimes it's easy to misconstrue a look someone gives us with negative judgment. Actually, they're just really confused by what we just said. Huh? What are you saying, Preet? If we're trying to speak up about something, present our ideas, or explain our inspiration for something, and we're getting the frowns, it might just be that we're not being clear. So it's up to us to practice being really clear before we get out there and wave the banner. And what if we've practiced and we're still getting the frowns, Preet? Well, go back to step one and step two, because whatever people's reactions to us, we can still carry on loving ourselves and our projects without fear. We may also need to just work through it with someone, one bit at a time, until they get it. Got it? Great. So there you have it. Three ways to hammer out that fear of being judged and remove one more block to your success and happiness. Now, I'd like to hear from you. Do you judge yourself and others? Have you been unfairly judged? What tips do you have for taking the road sign posted? Who cares? Please share your thoughts in comments below. You never know who you might inspire. If you liked this video and found it useful, then subscribe to Preet TV and share it with your friends, please. You can also get the latest episode straight into your inbox every fortnight Tuesday by signing up to the Know To Be newsletter. So come on over to preetkousey.com and sign up. Know your passions. Do everything with confidence and be purposeful. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you soon.